Blessed be the Lord day by day, God our salvation, who bears our burdens. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat?' Or, 'What are we to drink?' Or, 'What are we to wear?' All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever noticed the great irony about Labor Day weekend? Even though we recognize the value of labor or work, we do that recognizing precisely by resting or taking a break from work. You would think that if you were going to labor on any day of the year, it would be on Labor Day. But we honor labor by not laboring. And that irony of labor is as it should be. For us human beings, who only ever labor intermittently and imperfectly, in imitation of God, whose labor of love, his real work, never ceases or shows any defects. And what exactly is God's work? Well, put simply, it is to create everything out of nothing, and then to eternally hold that creation in existence. Let me share with you my favorite sentence, and quite a phenomenal sentence, by Etienne Gilson that hits the nail on the head regarding God's perfect work of creation and sustaining it. He wrote, "This created universe, of which St. Augustine said that it ceaselessly leans over toward the abyss of nothingness, is saved at every moment from collapse into nothingness by the continuous giving of a being which of itself it could neither give nor preserve." Think of an unborn baby in its mother's womb, entirely dependent for its existence on its mother. What would happen if the mother were to remove its life-giving apparatus called the womb and thrust the baby out? It would die in very short order. This world, then, in which we live and move and have our being, is God's womb. And God never aborts his creation, no matter how inconvenient we might be. And we are often inconvenient to him. But rather, he lovingly holds us in existence. That eternal sustaining of creation is God's perennial and perfect work. And that divine work or labor gives us a clue to the real value of human labor. What are we up to when we go to work? Well, whenever we head to work in the office, at a factory, in a classroom, driving a bus, delivering the mail, balancing the books, or cooking and cleaning at home, we participate, however briefly or temporarily, in that work of sustaining creation in existence and pushing it forward through time. That is why we get out of bed every morning. Mother Teresa put the human participation in divine labor perfectly when she said, "Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks with compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses all the world." In other words, the true value of human labor is to share in a small way in the divine labor called creation. And this notion of human labor as a sharing in God's work sheds light to a superlative degree on what we priests do in our laboring. You know, I often joke with people that the priesthood is the best job in the world because I only have to work one day out of the week on Sunday. But sometimes it feels like I do the work of 6 days in that one 24-hour period. For example, yesterday I celebrated the 7:30 a.m. English Mass. And then I preached the homily at the 10 a.m. English Mass. And then I celebrated the two Spanish Masses at 12 and at 2 p.m. And then I blessed a quinceañera, a young girl turning 15, after the 2 p.m. Mass. And then a parishioner came up to me after that Mass and asked me to go see someone at home to anoint them because they were suffering from pancreatic cancer. Then I drove to Springdale to celebrate Mass for my parents and my brother and sister who were visiting from Orlando. During dinner, I got a call to anoint someone at Washington Regional who was going to have surgery this morning. And then driving back home to Fort Smith, I had to go to Mercy Hospital and anoint a man who is on life support. And then, of course, I had to walk Apollo. But in every instance of blessing, celebrating Mass, anointing the sick, etc., I do briefly and sacramentally what God the Father and God the Son do flawlessly and forever. Sustaining creation in eternal existence. Human labor's true raison d'être finds its deepest roots in imitating divine labor. You know, every morning I leave the rectory to come and open the church at 5:17 a.m. Just so happens that the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 17, reads this: "My Father is at work until now, and I am at work." And that is what we do when we go to work, and that is why we work. Praised be Jesus Christ.